Public Health Ontario is reporting 7,951 new COVID cases today. However, that total is likely an underestimate according to the province. Increasing COVID case counts driven by the Omicron variant have made testing less available and daily totals are underestimated. Testing is limited to certain high-risk groups, leaving symptomatic individuals to isolate but not get a test to confirm whether they have COVID. The January 11 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 9,893 recoveries and 21 deaths since yesterday's report. There are 138,560 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 140,523 reported yesterday. The new cases reported today include 1,061 unvaccinated people, 250 partially vaccinated people, and 6,257 fully vaccinated people. 383 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 59 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 46 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 80 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Hospitalizations: 3,220 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. However, that number is incomplete as more than 10% of Ontario hospitals don't report to the bed census for the Sunday and Monday reports. It's not clear how many people were hospitalized for COVID-19. The province has said changes will be made in how these numbers are reported in the coming days. Included in the hospitalizations are 552 unvaccinated cases, 123 partially vaccinated cases, and 1,612 fully vaccinated cases. There are 477 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related critical illness, and 250 of them are on ventilators. Included in the ICU counts are 138 unvaccinated cases, 14 partially vaccinated cases, and 158 fully vaccinated cases. Testing: the province reported 45,451 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 24.4% positivity. Another 94,223 tests are still being processed. Case geography and age range: among the new cases reported today, 314 were from Simcoe-Muskoka, 844 were from York Region, 1,649 were from Toronto, 34 were from Grey Bruce, and 1,143 were from Peel. Today's new cases include 191 children under 5, 337 kids ages 5 to 11 years old, 555 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 3,014 people between 20 and 39 years old, 2,351 people between 40 and 59 years old, 1,005 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 490 people over 80 years old. As of today's report, 11.4 million people in Ontario, 77% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 4.8 million people in Ontario with three doses of vaccine. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 896,248 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 747.289 recoveries and 10,399 deaths. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,082.9 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from December 31 to January 6 was 639.7 cases per 100,000 people, which increased 2.4% over the 7-day period starting on December 25. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Simcoe-Muskoka: the Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit reported 1,176 new COVID cases in its January 10 report, which is the first report since Friday. 36 Simcoe-Muskoka residents were hospitalized because of COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 26,050 cases of COVID-19, with 17,783 of those cases recovered and 292 cases ending in death. The 7-day incidence rate for Simcoe-Muskoka between January 1 to January 7 was 519.6 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 12.2% compared to the week of December 26. In Grey Bruce region, the incidence rate between January 1 and January 7 was 410.4 cases per 100,000 people, which is up by 4.3% over the week of December 26.